This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Coalition builds for U.S.-led war on Islamic State. EU and U.S. impose new sanctions on Russia over Ukraine. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. For the first time since the United States began airstrikes on militants in Iraq last month, government officials are calling the military action a war as an international coalition forms to combat the Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
United States is at war with ISIL in the same way that we are at war with al-Qaeda and its al-Qaeda affiliates all around the globe.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote next week on a request from President Obama for the U.S. to train and equip Syrian rebels to fight militants. The European Union and the United States have expanded sanctions targeting Russia's energy, financial, and defense sectors in a new push to punish Moscow for its role in the Ukraine crisis. Senior Obama administration officials stressed that the United States can and will roll back the new penalties if Moscow and the pro-Russian separatists Russia's accused of supporting fully implement a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. Hours after the penalties took effect Friday, Moscow vowed to retaliate. South African track star Oscar Pistorius has been found guilty of culpable homicide but cleared of more serious murder charges in connection with the killing of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Judge Thokozile Masipa delivered the verdict Friday.
The accused is found not guilty and is discharged. Instead, he is found guilty of culpable homicide.
This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it has fought off an attack by Boko Haram militants outside the capital of the northeastern state of Borno and says it has sent in reinforcements for the city. Military officials say the Islamist militants launched an attack Friday on the town of Kanduga, about 35 kilometers outside of the state capital, Maiduguri. They say the militants suffered casualties during several hours of heavy fighting. No independent confirmation of the fighting was immediately available. Nigeria's government has faced criticism for not doing enough to battle Boko Haram militants who have overrun a string of towns in the country's northeast in recent weeks. The Ebola crisis in West Africa has closed borders and international airlines have cut flights to the area. Kristen Roby reports from Dakar.
Senegal and Ivory Coast have closed their airports to planes coming from Ebola-affected countries, and many airlines have cut services to the capitals of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia.
It's really hampering efforts.
Alassane Senghor, Africa Director for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, says his organization cannot get staff into and out of affected countries.
The closure of the borders and all these things is not helping.
Kristen Roby for VOA News, Dakar.
Washington's Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said the U.S. has provided more than $104 billion to rebuild Afghanistan, more money than the United States has spent on reconstruction for any one country in history. But John Sopko said despite the massive investment, corruption and the narcotics trade are flourishing, and Afghanistan is unable to pay for and maintain projects the U.S. has started. The bottom line, Sopko said in remarks at Georgetown University Friday, it appears we've created a government that the Afghans simply cannot afford. The U.S. and international donors fund more than 60% of Afghanistan's national budget. The father of teenage activist Malala Yousafzai has called the arrest of his daughter's alleged attackers the beginning of real hope for Pakistan. Pakistani officials announced Friday that they had apprehended 10 suspects in the attempted assassination of the teenager, who recovered from grave injuries to become a globally recognized human rights figure. Ian Paisley, Northern Ireland's firebrand Protestant leader who late in life struck a power-sharing deal with bitter Catholic rivals, has died in Belfast. He was 88. The death, after years of failing health, was announced Friday in a family statement. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. On this edition of the program, we'll return to the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island to talk to the great bassist, composer, and band leader from England, Dave Holland, who's experiencing a brand new day in his life and career. Dave Holland's most recent musical adventure incorporates the sound of electric guitar and keyboards instead of an all-acoustic setting, so it is a brand new day for him. Not that he hasn't delved into electric music in the past, coming to the USA years ago in the 1960s to help Miles Davis electrify his sound back in the day. He's gone through many changes and will certainly enjoy sampling his most recent musical adventures and talking to him as well. But first, let's enjoy the work of one of the greats of jazz history who just happens to be celebrating a birthday, Julian Cannonball Adderley, who would have been 86 years old on the 15th of September. You know we like to celebrate birthdays here on VOA's Jazz America, and we'll celebrate in a big way as we kick off this edition of the program with Cannonball Adderley on the saxophone, joined by another great saxophonist, John Coltrane. He's got Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. What an all-star band, recorded in 1959. Here's Limehouse Blues, Cannonball Adderley, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. Just loving you brings me peace of mind.
Everything I need. Everything I Need is the name of that piece from her brand new release, Soul to Soul. That's the multi-instrumentalist, great vocalist, composer, painter. She's prolific in many different ways, the Renaissance woman, Carmen Lundy. Now, that is a brand new work, and it's a family affair as the Brecker-Rovati family joined in with her on that one. That's Otto Rovati on tenor sax, and her husband, the great trumpet master Randy Brecker, joining in, too, on that song. And, of course, Carmen Lundy, who played the keyboards and the string arrangements and the programming and guitar and the drums on this album, also is quite often joined by her bass-playing brother, Curtis Lundy. So, quite a family affair. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you enjoy our conversations with the music makers here on VOA's Jazz America as much as you do the best of jazz from the past and the present, and certainly in the present, and even looking to the future with electronics and acoustics blending together in a beautiful way with a very modern flow to the music is the great bassist Dave Holland with his newest band and project, both called Prism. I enjoyed hearing them play live at the Newport Jazz Festival and at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival, too. And what a marvelous performance the band put on. Let's go backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival and talk to Dave Holland about Prism.
You know, it was like a new start. And part of it was putting this band together. And it was also the idea that Kevin and I could play together again. You know, we played together in the 80s and early 90s, and I'd been waiting on it, you know. So it was just felt so good to be back together, and it was like a new day's coming. Here we go. Let's jump into it and enjoy life for what it has to offer. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I was talking to Kevin about it, and he was excited too. He says, oh, Dave and I have known each other since the 80s,
exactly.
And we were talking about, let's do this thing together, and he was excited, you were too, and that's fabulous. And what would the world be without the Eubanks family?
I'm telling you, and, you know, I've been fortunate enough. I've played with the three brothers that are, you know, Dwayne, the trumpet player, Robin, the trombone player, and, of course, Kevin. And I just have to say something about the other members of Prism,
please,
too, if
yes.
I could. I mean,
I want you,
you know, Craig Taborn, for me, is one of the outstanding pianists we have at the moment in the music. You know, his range of musical understanding of music is quite stunning. If you ever have a chance to talk to Craig, it's like talking to the Encyclopedia Britannica. His knowledge of things, it's just wonderful hanging out with him. You know, you get so much information and insight into things. But he brings all that into his music. And, you know, he can go in all kinds of directions, which I love. I love being able to take the music in all kinds of places. And then Eric Holland, you know, Eric and I met together on a record date with Terrence Blanchard years ago. And I loved him from that moment on. And we had a chance to work together in two or three different formations, and he's a really important part of the group because of his sensitivity, the dynamics of what are going on, the drama of the moment. He captures that. He knows just where we're supposed to go at the right time. He's got great instincts and great intellect and musical sensibility.
Yeah, and he pushes the envelope, and he should start his own paper company.
Yeah.
He's pushing the envelope so much in his music. He really is a creative person.
And, you know, everybody's got very great independent projects, too, you know.
Indeed.
Which is great to hear. So it's wonderful we can come together and do this project. We'll be right back.
written by the great drummer in the quartet Prism, Eric Harland. That is the song Choir. Dave Holland and his wonderful band, and we'll hear more of that coming up. But right now, let's pay homage to another of the greats of jazz history, a great guitar player who was born in 1925 on the 16th of September, had a lot to do with the marriage of Brazilian music and American jazz. He is guitarist Charlie Bird, who passed away in 1999. Not only did he give us that fusion of Brazil and improvised American jazz, but also just pure swingin' jazz, as he did on this song from the album Bird by the Sea, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Recorded live in California in 1974 in a trio setting, the great guitarist Charlie Bird with Duke Ellington's classic It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. We're going to give you more of that new electroacoustic sound of Dave Holland and his band Prism in just a bit, and we'll talk further with Dave Holland too. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. Sometimes people write me with long, extended questions or statements about the program, and sometimes they simply write to say hello, as is the case with the email message I'm just about to read to you. And it comes from Eric Petrie, who writes, "I enjoy the show from Liege, Belgium." And he sent me a smiley face, so that means he enjoys the show. Well, Eric, thank you very much. And in honor of the wonderful nation of Belgium and one of its finest jazz musicians, I want to give you some classic work from the great Jean Toots Thielemans. Here is his foray into the world of bebop with a cut from his album East Coast, West Coast. And this was an East Coast session that featured Lyle Mays, the great pianist with the Pat Metheny Group, Christian McBride on the bass, and on the trumpet, Terrence Blanchard, as they give us the bebop classic from Thelonious Monk, In Walked Bud. Toots Thielemans, just for you, Eric Petrie, listening in Liege, Belgium, to VOA's Jazz America. That is the incredible trio, piano, bass, and drums, Ethan Iverson, Reed Anderson, and Dave King, known as The Bad Plus. And they have been, since the very beginning, an all-acoustic piano trio. And they've proven that you don't need electric instrumentation to bring the energy, as they just did on the song Mr. Now from their new release just out, Inevitable Western. Now, they are very modern in their approach, though they are all acoustic. And Dave Holland is very modern in his approach with his new release and group known as Prism in an electro-acoustic presentation, a combination of electric instruments, keyboards and electric guitar, and acoustic instruments, his bass and the drums of Eric Harland. It's a new day for Dave Holland, and let's talk to him further and hear more music from Prism here on VOA's Jazz America.
Hey, Russ.
Dave Holland is here coming off the stage of the Newport Jazz Festival after performing with Prism. Just magic, sir. I saw your feeling, your emotion on stage as you got that adulation from the crowd. They really got it. Young and old, they loved it. They were grooving.
I tell you, it's wonderful. First of all, just being here at the festival, you know, it's a serious audience always at the Newport Festival.
True.
But on a day like this where, you know, you've got challenges with the weather, it's just so wonderful that the spirit is so strong, you know, that, I mean, bring the rain on. We don't care. We're going to come and have a good time. We're going to soak up the vibes. And it was just really moving to be to see that and to feel that when we walked out on stage, you know.
One of the reasons I was excited about coming to this festival was to see Prism live, because this recording is one of my favorites in a long time and one of my personal favorites of yours.
Wow.
I'm partial to electric music. Yeah. I love acoustic music too, but I'm very partial to what can be done to make electric music human, and man, that happened here.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask you about Prism, and I think that the title of your song, A New Day, says so much. It's not just a flippant title. Some thoughts about that?
Well, A New Day was for various reasons. One of it was personal, because there's some changes gone down in my life in the last few years. My wife died a few years ago, and you know, it was like a new start. It was like reassessing, you know, realigning my life with the new reality and so on. We've been together a very long time. And part of it was putting this band together. And it was also the idea that Kevin and I could play together again. You know, we played together in the 80s and early 90s, and I'd been waiting on it, you know. So it was just felt so good to be back together, and it was like a new day's coming. Here we go. Let's go. Let's jump into it and enjoy life for what it has to offer. That's what it's all about.
name of the song, appropriately titled A New Day, Dave Holland and Prism. Now let's go back in time a bit and celebrate a birthday. Born on the 16th of September in 1921 and still going strong by all accounts, here's the great vocalist and composer John Hendricks, joining with Art Blakey for this classic version of Moanin' with Woody Shaw on trumpet on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Every morning, find me moaning, cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening, find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning, find me moaning, cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows I'm moaning.
come and bring me relief
every morning, find me moaning. Cause of all the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Lord, I'm tired, really and truly tired of all this grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief. Lord, I'm tired, really and truly tired of all of this grief.
Hi, this is Larry Coryell, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
with Kenny Barron on piano. That is Larry Coryell with Floyd Gets a Gig from his album Shining Hour. Hour 2 of Jazz America coming right up. Stay tuned, folks.